When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Segment 2 sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. They'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed rep at beckshybrids.com. And Sip, what is Bill's sweatshirt over there? What does it say on it?
I'll be darned.
It says Beck's.
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 Very handsome black sweatshirt over there.
Tell you Beck's. What, yesterday I had to whip out, which we're going to talk about in a second, out to Giltner, Nebraska. But guess where it takes me right by? Goner, Nebraska.
Which is where?
Which is where Beck's is at. So I'm driving back after graduation yesterday. And I'm
okay,
thinking
that's
I'm,
what's going
and
on.
And I'm seeing Beck's over there. And I'm like going, well, it's a Sunday like that. Packed.
Seriously?
Working.
Was it?
Getting seed out. I mean, the place was packed. It was nuts. It was like a Tuesday at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's what they do at Beck's. I would
really?
Sonny wasn't there. Sonny was still in Indiana, but he was tracking it. But Trevor I saw Trevor outside, and he was wheeling semis in and out, just filling them full of corn. Just filling them full of corn seed. Let's put some product in the ground. That's what those guys do.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Hardworking Sunday. People at Beck's.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Beck's. Incredible.
BecksHybrids.com. Great people.
We've personally
Sonny. Benefited. We'll see him this. We'll see Sonny this fall. But your shirt, Steve.
Yeah, what are you wearing there, Sip?
Well,
it's from Giltner.
Yeah, Bill, tell us about this. Please tell us about
I spoke
it.
At a graduation.
Oh, you did.
You were
the commencement
speaker? Yes. And they were so
were they aware
kind.
Of your GPA?
I told them when I talked to the class, I said, are you aware that if I double my ACT score, that you guys still all beat me? If I double mine, you still all beat me.
I'm amazed that you admit that.
Yeah, that was fine. But I did have a chance. I tell you what, right now, you want a vacation somewhere? Giltner. Vacation Giltner. Oh, God, it was incredible.
What would you do?
Just stuff.
General.
General at that.
Spend time.
Yeah, spend time. They have a nice bar there. I wasn't there, but they have a nice bar there.
Okay.
But I did get a chance to open up with that. I opened up with Duke's graduation situation.
Did you seriously?
I talked to him about the guy. I said, we had a little situation with Duke. You know, he had those detentions he hadn't done. And so had to summons him out of the crowd.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, to summons him out of the crowd. And then he had to wash buses the next day. So I told him, you guys got to wash buses the next day. You'll turn out just fine. Duke's doing good. So if any of you guys got
to wash buses, though.
Yeah, he had to wash buses, yeah, for a whole day. Me and Chris Boo also went down and watched
him. We could have seen that.
We took our lawn chairs it's down there and watched him do it. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Best part that was Mr. Wanzer. You're not graduating. You made a deal with me. You're not doing it like that. They had to go to Ron. Had to go get Dad. Get him out of here. We had to sign a contract all together. The Duke would show up the next day to wash the school buses.
And there's a
graduation
signed contract.
Situation.
That's the best contract. Story ever.
Graduation situation. Duke was able to go.
A five-hour day of washing?
Oh, it was probably, it was 6-7 hours.
And almost a full day
full
of washing.
Full day of washing. And he washed the buses in the parking lot of the school, and outside the school, everyone could see him. So the whole school is just watching Duke wash buses with us sitting in lawn chairs watching him. Better times.
Better times.
Better times. But wow. The energy at Giltner was insane.
And you brought back shirts.
Shirts, yes.
Hold up yours, Jake.
Right here. Yeah.
You don't mind there lugging in.
Yes.
lugging in. Got my shirt.
But thank you so much. Yes.
It's the Giltner thing.
Yes.
Oh, and Josh got one too. Josh is our
Ben producer. Got one too. Yeah.
Did Ben get one?
Yeah. Ben's not enthused about it, which is interesting, Ben. Maybe try to be excited about it.
It's your new
try that one out. We do excitement here, Ben.
Come on.
That's what we do here.
So, we got Josh, and we have Josh is training a producer. We won't get into why, but he's training a producer.
He's helping out.
Ben is here.
Yes.
Ben, I believe, is from Columbus.
He is from Columbus.
Yes.
Were you a discoverer?
He was a SCOTUS.
Lakeview. I see it. Suburb.
That's I can see the lake.
So you're not really from Columbus.
You're really not. You're a suburb kid. Yeah. You're suburbs. Must be nice. Gated community. Yeah. Out there. Yeah. 3-car garage. Yeah.
4-car garage, maybe. You're lucky.
I'm not suggesting it was a gated community.
But it could be.
It's out on the outskirts.
It's on the skirts.
Yeah.
Thank you to Gilmore. North. And to Bex Hybrids for helping out this segment.
Wow.
Yes. What's going on?
On a serious note,
what is
there's a little trouble with Nebraska volleyball. Yeah, a star player, Harper Murray, a freshman this year, a third team All-American stud for the Huskers. Mm-hmm. He's had a rough month or so. April 8th, is that right? April 5th, she was cited for a DUI. And then this past weekend, or late last week, she was cited for some
She's been accused.
Accused of shoplifting at Shields.
I don't know that she's been cited. She's been accused. Yeah.
She did not. She was suspended for the Saturday match in the spring match in Kearney. She did not play against
the Denver. She was already. Now, let's be clear on something. She was already suspended.
Yeah.
Because of the DUI.
The DUI from early April.
Now, she's been accused of shoplifting from Shields.
The report did not sound favorable.
No, it didn't.
When you read the report of what was from what was there, the report
the
is
news
out.
News reports?
The news report was out. What was seen on the video? Yeah. That was not favorable of it being a accident.
So it was there was an odd part of this story though, guys. Okay, she's accused of stealing $70 worth of rings from Shields. The LPD, Lincoln Police Department incident report. I'm reading straight from the Lincoln Journal Star, my former employer. The LPD incident report does not list Murray by name at this time. This is where the story got odd. A widely shared Facebook post described the incident with apparent photos of Murray from the security camera footage. What got weird is that Facebook post has disappeared. Here. Completely disappeared, and nobody even knows who posted it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not some.
It's odd.
Again, I have no idea what's true or not true. I read some information on it that was somehow shared.
Right.
And so it was just.
Sure.
It was everywhere. It was impossible. It was impossible not to.
You're
read
in bounds
it.
Completely.
Yeah.
That post is down, though.
The post disappeared. The post listed the LPD incident report number. The incident report number included. It didn't include Murray's name, so you know people just surmised. Okay, this is it, and it probably was. The report number included the report number corresponds with the report that does detail 5 stolen rings, and that's what we're talking about. Each worth $12.99 from Shields. So I mean, again, she was I don't know if she's been cited yet or not. She's been accused.
Let's go with accused.
Yes.
John Cook talked after the match on Saturday. I got a little audio from John Cook. He was asked about Harper Murray post-match. Here's John Cook on Saturday.
Harper, how much do you have to let the legal system play out before you make a decision about her status with the team?
Yeah, all that. And a lot of that's out of my control right now. So it's in other people's hands. So I really don't know.
What is her status going forward right now?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully she's going to finish her finals. That's the main goal right now.
John Cook.
I think to a certain extent it is out of a coach's hands, to a certain extent.
There's some things with it that are. It's like, you know, first of all, what he's saying is, you know, you let the legal system handle that. When the information's come back, you handle it. Mm-hmm. And the best way to put this, I used to always talk to young coaches that were going to interview for jobs. And I said, if you get asked, you know, how would you handle the discipline of a player that had a situation, this situation, whatever. And it's not really a bad question or a trap question. I try to help them. It's real simple. What is the protocol? The answer.
Right. There's the some answer university
is the,
protocol.
There's the answer that is protocol. Right. So you don't go, well, if that was mine, I would do this. No. The answer is you follow protocol. So
university protocol.
So Coach Cook has protocol within his program
and
within the university. And that's the protocol that they would follow. So there's a basis for things. It's not just, I don't know, what do you think we should do? No. Well, here's what we've had in place. Right. Because when you have a university that is so so well put together, and then a coach this the same way, it's very well, they have a plan, of how to deal with all these situations.
Protocol's a key word.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. I'm being overly careful on this. I don't. Maybe she's miscited. Maybe are people saying, like, Sip, she's
miscited. Just accused at this point.
Yeah, I think it's just accused. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't know. It was very curious that Facebook post disappeared.
Yeah, where'd it go?
It's odd.
But you're right. The suspension goes back to the DUI. That's what the suspension was prior to this incident.
So also, wouldn't you say, just a hypothesis, there'd be a giant pushback if it wasn't true? There'd be a statement, I think, pretty quickly of like...
From Harper Murray?
From somewhere. Somewhere would be... If something came up with you, mm-hmm. would there not be a statement made? Or by someone going like this is not what happened. We're anxious to let the legal system, you know,
yes.
touch
You're
on
probably
this.
Right.
That. Yeah. You haven't heard much along those lines
of
much pushback with it, which leads you to be that there's probably a chance that this incident happened.
Probably a good chance you're right. Meanwhile, they did play the volleyball match, and Nebraska played Denver.
That's right.
In front of 5,000.
Get out of Denver.
Get out of Denver, baby. Go. Get out of Denver, baby. Hey. Go.
It's great.
It is. I can't do the rest, but I wish I could. Yeah. They did beat Denver in three sets.
Three sets. Got it. Horse racing, volleyball. terms.
I'm interested in this team because of the Setterberg and Riley. They have a quarterback. She was an freshman All-American last year. Anyway, I had no problem dispatching Denver.
That is one thing that's very incredible about volleyball, is they get to play a match in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
A true match. That's pretty cool to see.
It is pretty cool to see.
It is pretty cool. And I love
Josh was there.
I love how they take the game west. Was it Central City last year?
I think it was Central City.
Correct. You're right.
And so I think that is phenomenal by Coach Cook and be able to do that. Coach Cook will handle the situation as a true pro. He'll figure out with everything that's going on. But yeah, it's a tough situation because when that happened, that was on a Friday, correct?
It was.
And so it's the day before your big spring game.
Yeah.
And that news definitely took over.
Yes, it did.
The storyline.
Yeah, I think
the storyline was much bigger of that than it was, which took away from the game and from the players, which you don't want to have happen. Now, it didn't take away from the excitement and packing the place and that. No, it did not take away. But the storyline that everyone wanted an answer from Coach Cook afterwards, it wasn't so much
about the actual match.
He has to deal with it. And this is what you could tell your players. Do you want to do that to the program?
Yeah.
Is it stay out of trouble?
The rest of the players, that's all they heard.
Right.
The text, the tweets, what's going on?
The learning part of this could be just that. Yeah. Okay, so what you did, or what you're accused of doing, is it put a cloud over the whole day. And that's everybody. you know, starting with your head coach, who has to deal with it. He handles it. And maybe he would say, yeah, it's just part of the deal. But it doesn't have to be part of the deal. So that's what I would maybe tell a player, like, okay, I mean, you made a selfish decision, and now look at everybody's, you know, it affects the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just saying.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
So that's, yeah, that did take, you're right.
Yeah, so it's a tough situation. And I said I wouldn't imagine anything will be said soon. I imagine some things will be played out
right.
to figure everything out with what they have.
I think she's probably in some degree of peril. You know, I mean, if this incident's true, that's two. I don't know what will happen. It's hard to say.
We'll have to track the situation with Harper Murray. But
yeah, it's kind of like Duke. Yeah. I mean, Duke was in trouble too. It was a situation.
Situation.
Look, Duke.
Yeah. And you had to call your dad down.
Yeah. And he signed a contract.
He made it work.
Washed some school buses and everything was fine. Yeah. Thank you, Giltner, for yesterday. You guys were incredible.
When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.